From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. National education policy expert and public school advocate Diane Ravitch will be discussing her new book, Slaying Goliath, at Books and Books in Coral Gables tonight. In the book, Ravitch argues that the education reform movement in the United States has failed. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman spoke to Ravitch about how Florida fits into this national picture.
There's a chapter in the book called The Miracles That Weren't New Orleans and Florida. In it, you write Jeb Bush and Betsy DeVos point to Florida as a model of the success of school choice strategies. It might be more apt to point to Florida as a model of lawlessness and greed. What makes Florida a model of lawlessness and greed?
Florida is one of the most corrupt states in the country when it comes to education. I've read the reports of a group called Integrity Florida, which is a government ethics watchdog. I've read the reports of the Florida League of Women Voters. And when they write about charter schools, they write about the blatant conflicts of interest of the people in the Florida legislature. They write about the fact that the current state commissioner of education, who has no education background whatsoever, that his wife runs a charter school. They've identified people in the legislature who have a direct financial interest in charter schools and who write and vote on laws that will benefit themselves and their family members. I find this appalling. I find it corrupt.
Just to clarify, so Richard Corcoran is the commissioner of education. He's the former House Speaker. His wife does run a charter school. He has said that it's all volunteer work, that they have donated a lot of money to the school. And there are members in the legislature who work for charter school companies. But Florida's legislature is part-time, and it's not illegal to have other jobs. So it's certainly not just charter school people who potentially could be seen as having a conflict of interest in the legislature.
Well, there is a conflict of interest, and the legislation that's coming out of the current Republican legislature is very hostile to public education. Tax money that has been voted by local citizens for their public schools now must be shared with charter schools. Florida has more voucher programs, I think, than any other state, despite the fact that the Constitution says that they're not permitted.
The most powerful people in Florida state government often argue Jeb Bush's policies 2 decades ago completely turned around education here. Florida's public schools were among the worst in the country when Jeb Bush took office, and now Florida students are some of the highest performers on national and international standardized tests. I'm wondering how you would explain that success if it's not for the education policies that have been pursued over that period of time.
Florida benefits on its fourth grade scores by holding back third graders who have low test scores. The ones who pass the third grade test are tested in fourth grade, and that makes the scores inflated. By the time kids get to eighth grade, Florida's scores are mediocre. Florida is no model for the nation.
Okay, well, Miami-Dade County Public Schools has been recognized nationally as a district that has really embraced school choice. It's also been seen as a high performer among urban school districts in the country. And many students in Miami-Dade County leave their neighborhoods to go to magnet schools or other specialized programs. I'm curious if you think that, you know, what Republicans often say or school choice advocates often say, that competition from charter schools make traditional public schools better or make their offerings better?
Well, Miami may be an outlier, but that's not true anywhere else in the country. That theory was applied in Detroit and virtually destroyed what was left of the Detroit public schools. Competition led to no improvement, and Detroit is still the lowest performing district in the country. One of the other very low performing districts is Milwaukee, and Milwaukee embraced the theory of competition and choice. They have a charter sector, a voucher sector, and a public sector, and they're all doing terribly. So if the theory is right, it should work wherever it's applied, not just in one place. So I don't think that Miami is an example that proves the case, because it's an outlier.
That was education expert and author Diane Ravitch. She will appear at 6:30 p.m. tonight at Books and Books in Coral Gables. And for more reporting on charter schools and the Florida legislature, you can find our audio documentary, Chartered, at WLRN.org/chartered. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.